You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
This weekend was bonkers, Dom. I think we're calling it the COVID catch-up, since we can actually do things this summer.
Right.
Friday night consisted of a pretty epic block party in my neighborhood, which went till about 1 a.m. or so. A lot of fun catching up with the neighbors, and we draped a big sheet across our garage door and set up a projector so all the kids kind of had movie night at our house, laying all over the driveway and everything and watching the movie while the adults, you know, enjoyed some adult beverages. Ratatouille. It's a classic. It's a fan favorite. You know, good for all ages type thing. So we did that.
Mouse Chef or something like that.
Yeah, I didn't pay attention to it. Saturday night, we had a little wine and cheese fundraiser at a really cool little location that, God, I've lived in Littleton my entire life, and I didn't even know this existed. There's this giant rock amphitheater up in the Willowbrook / Morrison area where they hold these little mini events, and you walk inside of a rock, basically, and you're completely surrounded by it, and just a really, really cool venue, and some great, you know, donations and friends, and it was a really fun night. We ended up at a Mexican food restaurant and shut that baby down. Didn't get home until 2 a.m. on Saturday night. See a bit of a pattern going here. I'm running on fumes.
You're not the same guy I used to know.
I'm having a lot of fun. We didn't see anybody all last year, you know, so I'm like, we're getting out. And then yesterday was my grandma's 86th birthday, so we got to hang out with grandma.
Where you go, grandma?
And I stayed up until 3 a.m. with grandma, tearing it up. And then Lila had a little birthday party and stuff, but it was just nonstop this weekend. It was a lot of fun. We were zombies last night while we were sitting there brushing our teeth, and I was like, what a weekend. And Nicole was like, you know, but who cares? It's just kind of nice to know that you have friends and activities and things to go to. And she pulled the whole, one of these days, you know, we'll look back and we wish we had these times. Then that Macklemore song played. And, yeah, so. But it was a good weekend, really good weekend, man. A little tired, though. How about you? What went on?
We had a little date night on Friday. Just went to a bar, sat at a bar, and ordered our food. And that's like the old days.
What'd you get?
What did I get? What did I get? Pork chop.
Pork chop! Nice order.
Special glaze on it.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, it was good. But the big news for the weekend was that we met Zoe's new boyfriend. New, probably 2 months, but it was, you know, both sides held off introducing anyone to anyone. So last weekend, she went over to his parents' house, and then yesterday, he came over to our house. Yeah. Got there at 1 o'clock, didn't leave until 9 p.m., so...
Well, it was a solid visit. A lot of small talk.
Not for me. I don't think I spent a whole lot of time because it was just an awkward. It was weird. I mean, he's a good kid.
That's good.
I mean, thumbs up. Good kid. Nice. Polite. He's interested in things, which is an interesting development for young people. Do you know what I mean by that? Because the trend lately is for teens to be interesting and not interested. And he's the other way around. He is interested in a lot of things, which to me is interesting. I like to see people who are curious about things.
What's he into?
Well, right now he just started college as a engineering student, civil engineering.
Good. That's good.
And yeah, so we were talking about that a little bit. Yeah, he's a good guy. But after a while, here's the thing. I just have to fess up. After a while, I had to A, run an errand, B, go upstairs and work a little bit because, oh, this is going to sound so mean. There's only so much teen talk that I think an adult can take after a while.
Yeah.
Because it is different. Like you were partying with adults all weekend. Mm-hmm. And what you did is you set up a little area for the kids. Yeah. You guys go over there.
Well, then Saturday night, my parents had the kids all night, so it was total like no kids Saturday night.
Yeah, and no matter how, like, because both Zoe and this guy they're wonderful, but at the same time, you can only listen to so much teenagers talking
before you're like, so are you on TikTok?
My brain starts melting. There's only so many likes I can hear.
Yes,
you know.
Yes.
And finally, I had to leave. I had to check out, you know, because I'm also an introvert. And so I get on overload with a lot of, with an overkill of social stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And because it was an awkward moment anyway, when you're first meeting parents, nobody really knows what to say or really how to act. And when it stretches for hours, then it was like, I checked out.
I'm out. Dumb out.
Tom's got work to do.
Well, do you think this is going to last, this little relationship?
Well, that's the funny joke.
Got some staying power.
Because I've told Zoe 100 times, I'm like, well, he's the flavor du jour. I mean, you know, she's like, I really like him. I'm like, listen, you're 19.
Yeah.
Okay, don't get any ideas in your head like this is Mr. Forever. You know, it's just, you know, and anytime we talk about this on the show, we immediately get the calls from people. Well, I'm with my high school boyfriend. We've been together 30 years.
Yeah, but that's rare. And
it's the odds, right? That's like one in 75, you know, because usually when you're 19, you are starting to, you know,
shop around.
Exactly.
Which you should be doing.
Which I agree. Yes. I don't. I personally don't want a 19-year-old to hook up with their life partner. I want them to experience life.
Yeah.
And get out there. So she's kind of smitten right now. But
well, if you know, stick around until he's got his full engineering degree. And
I've seen her smitten before and saw that that didn't.
Bye. Stock up on Kleenex right now.
No, because it's the other way around. She's the heartbreaker. She gets hooked on these guys. And
give
then
him the Kleenex.
After a while, she's bored with them. You know, so.
Well, good luck.
I give it another 60 days.
Should put a dollar on it.
You and I used to always bet on how long celebrity relationships lasted.
We don't have to tell her that we're doing this. Just a little something on the side for us.
I tell her all the time.
Not going to last.
No, it's not. Whatever. Who cares?